HarperCollins presents M and Me by Beth Murray, read by Pearl Mackie. A wise woman once said to me, "There are only two lasting bequests we can hope to give our children. One of these is roots, the other, wings." Hodding Carter, where Main Street meets the river. Autumn Term. Chapter 1. Every morning, Maman used to fling open the curtains, calling, "C'est le premier jour!" Every day was the first day. A new beginning. That was how I remembered her, turning with a smile, the sun streaming through her hair, alight with expectation and possibility. Pressed up against a cold wall as dawn broke, I lay staring at the mould on the ceiling, pretending I hadn't done it 1,000 times before. It crept across a crack that ran along the corner above us, a blooming sphere amidst a crescent of smaller blue-black circles. My own little Rorschach test. There was a time when I loved tests. Was it a waxing moon, an apostrophe, or a bass clef? The body beside me shifted uneasily, pushing me further against the damp anaglypta. A sickle? A fish hook? An elbow jabbed me in the rib as I eased myself out of bed. When it came down to it, it was just mould. Mould I didn't have the time, money, or energy to get rid of. Pulling on a jumper, I heard a murmur from the ruffled head buried in its pillow. "Go back to sleep," I said, and headed for the kitchen. There was a pot soaking in the sink, and after putting the kettle on, I plunged my hands into the congealed water, nails scraping at the softened pasta that clung to the sides. Outside, the sun was coming up, but it hadn't yet reached our basement flat. Never really did anymore. The house I dreamed of was always perched up high, in the trees, light pouring through the windows. But that was like the pictures in the mould, existing only in my head. Dad didn't stir when I tiptoed in to give him his tea. And when I went back to our bedroom, the body was barely visible under the duvet. Grabbing my clothes, I edged towards the door, but the head emerged. Round eyes fixed on me. "Don't be late for school," I said, and backed out. No need to worry. She never was. Le premier jour. It was mid-September, which still felt like the beginning of the year to me, even though I left school 12 years ago. On the bus to work, I squared my shoulders, ready to take the day by the scruff of its neck. That mould was a beckoning finger, a call to arms, to new beginnings. Gio clicked his tongue in irritation when I arrived at the cafe, although I was never late either. "Andiamo, dai, giddy up!" "Sorry." He picked up his daily mail and shook it as I hurried to unload the dishwasher, tying my apron behind my back. The radio was playing, Elton John belting out Tiny Dancer, and my hips swayed involuntarily as I riffled through the cutlery tray, thinking of my daughter's nightly gyration around our bed, poking and kicking me as she turned. Picturing her tousled head, pirate smile, peeking over the covers, my heart squeezed a little. The sudden lurch of love that unbalanced me, even as I was staring at my distorted face in the back of a spoon. She was getting too big, our bed too small. But, like the mould, I didn't really know what to do about it. The day disappeared in a blur, frothing like milk around a steam wand. Grinding, stirring, chopping, spreading, wrapping, dashing. Morning rush, followed by a mid-morning rush, followed by lunch rush. Then a lull that made me long to slump at one of the tables and squeeze my aching feet. But Gio hated to see inactivity, so I propped myself on the counter to polish the cutlery again, surreptitiously easing my toes out of my shoes to flex them. He wouldn't let me wear trainers, said it looked sloppy. If only I could get through the rest of the day, then go home to M for hot chocolate and maybe a bath if there was enough hot water and... Delphine Jones! A woman stood before me, vaguely familiar, about my age but with the glow of good fortune draped around her like a fur stole. She had the kind of buttery highlights that can't be achieved with a packet dye, skin as shiny as the stainless steel I was holding. Glacé nails clutching a leather purse she definitely didn't buy at a market stall. Staring at her, my mind did a rewind and freeze-framed on her age 16, spraying her hair and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?